Hello and welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm sitting here with Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church, and he will be giving simple and scriptural answers to your questions. Today we are nearing the end of our series on our great salvation. The sixth question I have for you, Pastor Tom, is what is the meaning of the doctrine of sanctification?
Sanctification, unlike all the other doctrines that we've studied so far in this series on our great salvation, is something that's happening now, and it's a process. It's not something that happened instantly for us when we were saved. You know, when we were saved, we were forgiven, we were justified, we were redeemed, we were born again. All those things happen exactly when we believed in Christ. But sanctification started then, but it's ongoing throughout the whole Christian life. If you live to be 80 years old, you'll still be going through the process of sanctification. It's not instant. And it involves your cooperation, unlike all the other doctrines. You have to work with God, the Holy Spirit, in order to grow. Now, the word sanctification just has to do with being set apart from something. The thing that you're being set apart from is the practice of sin. Your old life, before you came to Jesus, you were selfish, you might have been blasphemous, proud, all kinds of sins, you were greedy. And now, as you're growing in Jesus, learning to follow Jesus better as his disciple, that whole process of shedding bad habits and learning new habits is called sanctification. And as I said already, it is a process. You have to cooperate with God and he works in your life. Well, what goes on with that? Well, one thing is you receive the Word of God. You're supposed to long for the pure milk of the Word so that you will grow in respect to salvation. That's from 1 Peter chapter 2. So long for the Word of God. Just like a baby wants milk, you need to want milk as well. You need to want nutrition for yourself. And as you take in the Word of God, you grow. Also prayer, spending time with God, getting to know God better, having a better relationship with Him. That allows you to see life the way He sees it and to love Him more and to obey Him more. And so you're going to grow. Sometimes you're going to take a couple of steps backwards and you're going to do some bad things and wonder why you did those bad things, or you're going to have a really bad attitude that's revealed. But the Holy Spirit's not going to leave you. He's going to continue to work with you. He's going to sanctify you. In Romans 6, it says, now that you are born again, now that you have new life in Christ, now that God's grace has been given to you, don't keep presenting the members of your body as instruments of unrighteousness, but present your members of your body to God for righteousness' sake. So you have to keep presenting yourself to God and say, look, I really want my hands, my eyes, my feet, my life, my brain, everything to be lived for God. You're setting apart yourself for God, and you're learning to do that over and over again. So most of the verses in the New Testament talk about how to grow, how to stop lying and put on truth, or how to be more holy in living, or to be more loving in the way you live and relate to other people, or treating other people with righteousness. That is all about sanctification. And that keeps happening all the way until death, and it's needed all the way until death. We're always learning new things. We're getting deeper in our walk with God. We're becoming more Christ-like. The goal of sanctification is to become more and more Christ-like. And it's good that, you know, sometimes people just wish they'd be changed instantly, and there's some people that think of sanctification as instant, that you jump up to a higher plane, but that's not really what the Scriptures teach. There is no higher plane. There is no second blessing. There is a long walk uphill against sin. In Romans 8, it says, by the Spirit of God, you're putting to death the deeds of the body, those old habits of yours, and you're just going to have to cooperate with God. You're going to have to work with the Spirit, because it's going to work against your selfish, fleshly lusts. And but you're going to see progress by faith if you're patient with the process and just let God work in your life. Humble your heart. You'll grow faster if you're more humble. If you kind of blame yourself, confess your sins, don't blame God, don't blame others, and just learn, and you'll grow faster.
Well, thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, visit the website simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your questions to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.